Chapter 6. One day, they had formed a huge jellyfish, one of our little fish's favourite shapes, and were just floating out to sea. The little fish was at the end of the longest strand of tentacle. He liked it there, even though it was the most dangerous place to be, because he liked to feel alone in the deep, but safe with his family. It must have been what was left of his individualism, but as it didn't put his friends in danger, he enjoyed these moments alone. Suddenly, he saw a light down in the deep. Unable to control himself, he remembered the wise old fish telling him about this light. It was where the Queen of the Seas lived. His dream came back with sudden force. His whole life passed before his eyes and, without a moment's hesitation, he shot off after the light. He thought he was alone and he didn't care if he died, but he wasn't alone. The whole school of fish came with him. The wishes of one were the wishes of all. They had formed a swordfish around him and he was the tip of the sword. He felt stronger in the company of his friends. In perfect unity, again, they all swam on with the same desire. "I want to fly! We want to fly!" They were about to arrive when it became clear that the leaders of the group couldn't stand the pressure of the deep and were beginning to faint. His companions rallied round to help, but the swordfish began to break up. The little fish carried on, for one so close and determined to reach his goal at last. He thought the others would stop, but he was wrong. The wishes of one were the wishes of them all. He began to feel dizzy too, but he knew he could get there. He turned to tell the others that he was nearly there, and what he saw made him realise how much danger his selfishness had put them all in. There was no swordfish or any other shape. Half the fish floated unconscious in the water, and the other half were trying to help them. They were all in danger from predators and about to be killed by the water pressure. With the same determination that he had felt to fly, the little fish desired to return his friends safe and sound to the surface. Turning around to help the others, they began to swim up, up and up. Little by little, they began to make a shape. They chose a puffer fish, putting the dizziest fish in the center for protection. Luckily, no one had been lost, and they continued to swim upwards. When they had all recovered their strength, they formed a giant squid shape and then a shark, finally reaching the surface of the water. When the immediate danger had passed, the little fish swore never to put the lives of the others in danger because of his selfishness. But there were more surprises to come. Some fishermen were waiting with their nets and couldn't believe it when they caught a huge school of fish. With great effort and joy, they pulled the fish up into the boat and thousands of fish jumped and flapped, gasping for breath on the deck. The fishermen had had a long day, and with this catch, they could return home content. However, before they could turn for home and to their great astonishment, the sea began to churn unexpectedly. A huge storm of giant waves shook the boat, threatening to sink it. Suddenly, the sea began calm again. To their amazement, the fish they had caught began to fly. The fishermen couldn't believe their eyes. The fish had grown beautiful coloured wings and flew out of the boat into the water, jumping out and flying again and again until they were lost from sight. The little fish and his friends all flew together. The Queen of the Seas had made his dreams come true, because she had never seen a fish so brave and so persistent, who preferred to give up his dream rather than put his friends in peril. From now on, when you see a flying fish, you know its story. Or do you? Maybe you can make up another.